tells us, an honorable Roman Jewish, to interpret this picture and then have to explain it to somebody again. This is now, in terms of our audits as the Office of the AG, we've gone back and said, if I look at a set of financial statements in the public sector, and I have to explain it to somebody in terms of the key areas or the key risky areas, in public sector, where are your lies risking? What do you think is important information which you would like to convey to your users of the financial statements? We've categorized that information in the following six focus areas, what we call the key focus areas. That's supply chain management, predetermined objectives, your HR management, IT controls, your quality of your reporting, and then also your financial health. So if you look at this picture and interpret what it's telling you, it's got, first of all, it's very visual, it's got colors attached to it. And the same interpretation should be applied when reading the colors, which means red, when you see red, red for danger, when you see yellow, there's cause for concern, it's work in progress, we are getting there, but we're not there yet. And when you see green, that means that, thumbs up, we're there where we're supposed to be. So how it applies specifically to our entities, you'll see, first of all, supply chain management, it's important. How are you spending government money or the funds allocated to you? And then predetermined objectives, before you were supposed to spend this money, you are required to perform certain tasks, or while you're spending the money, you are required to perform certain tasks and achieve certain targets. And then your HR management is, in achieving these tasks or performing these tasks, you need certain resources, you need certain people to make sure that you are achieving on your tasks while you are spending the money. So there should be quite a clear link, and that's why when we did our performance information briefing, we said, you should take your strategic plan. Your strategic plan should be clearly linked to your budget, and it should also be linked to your HR plan. Because, I mean, you're saying I'm going to achieve the following in your plan, and I need the following money to achieve this in your budget, but I will need the following people to do this. So there must be that clear link. And that's why we're also saying, to an extent under HR management, that performance agreements should also be clearly linked to your strategic plan. You've got the task overall that the entity is trying to achieve. It must be linked to your performance agreements of all individual members within the organization, because collectively all their efforts must ensure that you achieve your ultimate strategy. But anyway, so under supply chain management, there has been some improvement noted with regard to the department. They are still incurring some irregular expenditure, but it's very minimal, and it's not to the point that it requires reporting or red flags of any nature. There was also an outstanding issue, which is why it's still yellow, with regard to the appointment of the service providers on the Rural Household Infrastructure Program. We did go for technical consultation, and eventually it was decided that although the terms of reference were found to be up for interpretation, they were not in non-compliance with the pieces of legislation, and hence they did not incur any regular expenditure with regard to the appointment of those service providers. And then under predetermined objectives, there was a regression noted from the previous year. And it's also still red. The regression is, if you take the previous year's annual report, Honorable Bula, you will see that last year they only had a finding on usefulness, if you recall the first slide we had on the screen. In the current year, they've got usefulness and reliability of reported performance information. So a slight regression noted in this specific key focus area. Under HR management, no improvement from the previous year, although I did state early in my deliberations that now in the current year, they've got an HR plan which is approved by the DPSA, but the number of vacancies which are still prevalent at the department, and then also the lack of them ensuring that they certify the payroll certificate timeously, resulted in them obtaining the indicated assessment. With regard to IT controls, although this is not formally reported on our audit report, the IT controls, there was no improvement from the previous year. And I think you'd all agree with me that it's quite important, especially from a user account management, to make sure that all your information is protected, your password controls are in place. But the reason why, I think the primary driver for our assessment is based on the fact that the same findings have been repeated over the past 3 years, and there seems to be no action to address these findings timely to make sure that we move towards a reporting green day. The quality of the financial statements. Because we don't do monthly financial statements, by the time we get to compile monthly financial statements at year end, our processes are not of such a nature that they allow for us to produce quality financial statements which are complete, reliable, and accurate. So you find that numerous adjustments have to be affected to the financial statement as a result of the audit process to avoid the qualification, because then they're quite material in amounts as well. So, and hence we're preaching that if you do it monthly, you may find yourself that you are moving towards producing better quality financial statements when it gets to financial year-end reporting. The financial health, it's marked as yellow, but ladies and gentlemen of the Portfolio Committee, honorable members, you would recall that as a department, you can never have any financial issues. It's more aimed at the entities which are self-generating cash in terms of sustainability. The department always gets their money in terms of the vote allocation, but it did still incur material underspending on a program where you've got a service delivery element on it, which is the Rural Household Infrastructure Grant, and that detail there too is included on page 3, where we have material underspending of the budget on there. The detail is there, and also the amounts and the percentage. Chairperson, if you'll allow me, I'll skip to page number 9 and 10. Again, very visual in red and green. I think by now we all know now how to interpret red and green. But what is the specific table telling us? The findings that we noted, that we've been going through the tables, now gives us an assessment of the key controls. So we're saying we had findings under HR management, their assessment is red. The action plan, where we felt the action plan takes too long to implement and it's not adequately addressing the right issues, that's rated red. The IT issues, red, we've given the detail with regard to that. The reconciling controls, lack of monthly reconciliation processes in your accruals notes, your lease commitments, and then your assets as well, resulting in that red assessment. And then our reporting, the quality of our reporting. The quality of our reporting is not really completely reliable and accurate and allows us to have material adjustments affected in order to produce the correct figures. And then the compliance findings, we've incurred a number of compliance findings in our audit report and hence the red assessment for the department. NHBRC, I spent a little bit of time on NHBRC. NHBRC is rated red with regard to compliance because of the large number of irregular expenditure incurred. As mentioned earlier, NHBRC got qualified on irregular expenditure. This year, they were able to avoid the qualification, but they are still not preventing incurring irregular expenditure. So they are still incurring irregular expenditure, although now they know how much they've incurred, but they are not still able to prevent to incur irregular expenditure. The next slide just sets forth a little bit of movement. If you compare the summary of the above information per component, leadership, financial performance management, and then also our governance component. So you can see year on year what the movements were, and quite contrasting because NDHS, you've got a slight regression, and then in NHBRC, you've got a slight improvement in terms of your key control assessment. Chairperson, I will now skip to probably the most important page of today. It's on page 12, and this committee is probably familiar with this slide here. We've spoken about it before. It's our combined assurance model. What I have here in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members, is the annual report for human settlements. So we are saying in terms of that model there, by the time these financial statements or this report got to be tabled, it had to go through a certain number of steps or processes, starting right at the beginning with management. Management, do you have internal controls in place to make sure that when you record a transaction, you are recording it accurately and it will produce a reliable report which will then be consolidated into financial reporting. It must go through to your accounting officer, it must go through to your minister who must provide oversight and review those reports. And also in terms of the second level of assurance, your internal audit function. Did they review your quarterly report before it got tabled to ensure validity and accuracy of the information reported? The audit committee, did they also rigorously review the information which was presented to them to ensure that they also provided required level of assurance to whatever is going to be reported? And you see in terms of this also, Chairperson, that the portfolio committee also has a role to play. So we are saying that the committee should ensure that it reviews and monitors its quarterly processes in such a way that it also provides the required level of assurance, and especially with regard to the action plan, to make sure that the department reports on the progress of the action plan. And you'll see even ourselves there, Chairperson, we've put external audit to say we must also make sure that we provide that level of assurance to our audits to make sure that by the time we get to table this report, it is really a true reflection of what's happening for the users and the public out there at large. In conclusion, Chairperson, I have to request something from you as well. A little bit of homework for the committee. Chairperson, for us, to make sure that that model there works. There are certain commitments which we are proposing that we are requesting the committee to do and to enforce to ensure this progression towards clean administration. We feel the committee should require these entities to compile monthly financial statements to produce better quality financial statements. We are requesting the committee to request the entities to have action plans which adequately address the shortcomings, and then those action plans must be reported to the committee on a quarterly basis to ensure that we track and monitor the progress of its implementation to make sure that they address those shortcomings. And then to request the entities to take action against transgressors. And I'll spend a little bit of time on this one as well, because normally the process is we identify the findings, we give it to internal audit goes, they investigate. And once the investigation is done to determine whether there was malicious intent or whether it was just oversight and make a recommendation to the accounting officer, from there on it goes to the HR to make sure that we follow proper HR processes if there is any action to be taken. The risk in this process, honorable members, is by the time you get to finalize the process a year later and you've again incurred the same findings with regard to the whole transgressions as well. So that process certainly can be a little bit expedited to ensure that proper action and timely action is taken against transgressors. And then also to rigorously review our quarterly reports when they get presented to us in terms of monitoring performance. And then lastly, to please request the departments and entities to use our monthly key control assessments. They must try and do it themselves, because it's a lovely management tool which they can use as an early warning system. So before it's too late in the popo, it's the fan, you already know what's going on in your entity and you're able to rectify it timely enough before you get to year-end reporting. So Chairperson, these are the commitments that we have proposed. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. We would appreciate your endorsement of these commitments to ensure that we all move towards. Remember, Chairperson, that's why I said that's the important page, that combined assurance model. We all each have a role to play in ensuring government moves towards clean administration as a whole, Chairperson. Chairperson, I'll cut off my presentation with this information. It's a little bit more detail with regard to the entities, gives you a bit of history and movement with regard to the audit outcomes of the entities, which we are do not audit ourselves, but form part of your portfolio, and where they've incurred findings on predetermined objectives or compliance with laws and regulations. Chairperson, with that, that's the end of my presentation. I'll take comments, questions at this stage. Thank you for indulging us once again, Chairperson. We appreciate it.
Something that relates to what is this housing fund? I've seen it here now, I can't see it now. The housing fund.
Yes, Chairperson, it's on page 3. It's on page 3. The South African Housing Fund is a dormant entity, Chairperson. It's also just. Chairperson, I must. This is now where I will concede and say it's BMT for me. It's before my time, Mr. Van Vieren. It's been coming years since the days when Lawrence was still responsible for this portfolio. The entity is dormant, is no longer operational, but it's been being in the process of being wound down now for a number of years. I think also it's part of the process where the department can also come and give this committee some form of feedback with regard to the process of this entity. But Lawrence will certainly give us a little bit more detail.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, many years ago when the Division of Revenue Act was instituted, there was no more use for the housing funds, even at provincial level. In terms of the National Housing Act, all the provinces were supposed to also establish their own housing funds and even their own housing legislation, and some provinces did and others did not do it. So with the implementation of the of the Division of Revenue Act, that mechanism for money to be made available for building houses, if I can put it in short terms, was no longer needed. So the National Housing Fund is dormant. There's I think 35, 38 million rands lying there. And in the engagement over the years, the department has indicated that And it's two, in terms of the legislation, the only way to really close it down is you must actually amend the legislation to no longer make provision for the housing fund, because as long as the legislation says there shall be a housing fund, you know, you can actually not close it down. So what should actually happen is that at some point in time the Housing Act should be amended so that that fund can be wrapped up. And at various stages over the years, the department has indicated that it will be considered. But I also think it's important that for government not to have money lying around in various funds, but to.
I think the best pattern is to
be wrapped up. Yeah.
Thank you. I just want to be helped to, so that I can understand this much better. On the first slide, where you talk of the department and the NHBRC, the significant deficiencies in internal controls, you spoke about leadership. And on this other one, page 9, you also talk about effective leadership culture. So I'm not sure you can just help to further talk to that point so that I can understand that these are two different things and they mean two different things. They don't mean the same thing. Thank you, Chairperson.
I've noted the Honorable Stolle, Honorable Woman, Honorable Mashishi, Honorable Steve, Honorable Bula. But I think to a follow-up from Honorable Matali, seemingly there is a contradiction. Because you can't say there's good leadership. At the same time, there are these areas that you are raising. So we want to know, what do you mean when you are saying good leadership, but think there's too much rats, so many rats? So, no, that is my question.
No, I'm saying thank you very much for being so bold.
Too much rats and yellows, but you are saying there's good leadership. There's contradiction. Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. First of all, Chairperson. First of all, Chairperson, we must thank the auditor for the information. But my Chairperson is on that one, on this big book on page 156. Unaudited supplementary schedule. If they can give us some clarity, what happened there? Because it shows there from page 217 to 249. Because if you don't express your opinion, what does it say to us as a portfolio committee?
156.
156.
And then
the first one, number 10.
Oh,
on top the
right.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Chairperson, you took the words out of my mouth about continuing with that, and I think it is absolutely right, because those are extremely important things regarding the finances and the leadership in all of that, and it's not making sense. I want to say, and as a result of that, I think you certainly will have our support in the requiring entities to compile monthly financial statements, because we also are grappling with the fact that we want to, you know, turn around. But I must also say that we have noticed a very big improvement in the department regarding their quantifiable, their measurable stuff. They've still got a way to go, but it is very much improved. The other thing I want to just refer to, and maybe it has, you've skipped it in here, But for me, the targets that we set are extremely important, because you set the targets and then you've got something to sort of monitor and to follow. And also just on that page, in the annual report on page 157, we talk about a total number of 146 targets planned for the year. 68 of the targets were not achieved during the year. Now, that is a huge amount. And I don't know if you've picked that up, but, you know, I think that it needs to be dealt with. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. I think that, I think it's in order that we laud the efforts of the areas of improvement. But I think there is a glaring contradiction, and I think the Chairperson has touched on it quite correctly. And I'm glad that the emphasis was placed on bread as well. We need to translate that. But you came out very, very strongly, and you know, you spoke about the issue about the planning, the budgeting, and you then threw in the PFMA, the public relations, the regulations, sorry. Now, there is a glaring contradiction. And it came to the end that in one hand, one vein you would say that they are not compelled to provide monthly financials, and yet you make, you know, recommendations. So in view of good, sound accounting practices, what is it that will do it right? And then secondly, the issue of the AG's concerns, how can that translate into solutions to fix up the abnormalities? Thank you, Chair.
Thanks very much, Chair. Yes, we note the concerns raised by the AG. But you see, for me, the concern I have is the regression and the serial offending of the department, and which is quite a concern for me. Yes, you are saying they have improved on the SMART principles, but however, it's not yet put into quantifiable targets. And I think we've always been singing this national anthem, into saying to them, make sure that the targets that you set for yourself are achievable. Mm-hmm. And we are not getting through to them. And I think I would want to get to what Honorable Bula was asking. What needs to be done? Because of, you are saying 60% of the recommendations you've put last year has not been implemented. And as far as I remember, most of the issues that you've been raising, the IT, the internal controls, has always been serially coming in the red. And we don't see any significant improvement on that one. And I must concur with Honorable Matale and the Chair in terms of leadership. Then it means there is a lack of leadership. So I've got an issue with the serial offending of the department in these key areas that are very important, the IT and the internal controls, which are not very much going, and the issue of the ghost workers that are potential.
And I must say, it's quite a significant concern. And yes, we will definitely go with the recommendations that you've put forward and take up some of the issues. We really have to take up with the department. We can't take with yourself. But you've given us a lot of ammunition to work on. But for us, it's a source of concern that if there is serial offending on these issues. I still remember very clear last year, Chair, that we were talking on the same principles that are now occurring again. And I think it's something that we have to take up with the department. But thanks to the Department of the Auditor General for giving us this thing. And what do we do to get this right in light of what you just said, 60% of the recommendations that you've put forward last year not being implemented? Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to be helped. Sometimes we take time to catch up with what is said. Honorable Mogalapo is raising a question and raising an issue which I might have missed it when they were presenting about the national anthem. Yeah, because he is asking that question on our behalf, and they must respond. And I will have difficulties if we ask something which is not in the text. I thought maybe if I misunderstood him, probably he can agree with me that we minus that issue of the national anthem, yes, but the rest of the things I think they can respond to.
Well, I think the issue of the national anthem, it rests upon ourselves, because this issue of national anthem, this report has been like this last year, and fortunately, Honorable, I know I understand your position.
Yeah, we can't even if something is done for the second time, it can't translate into the national anthem.
I understand the credibility of the national anthem. Can't refer. Withdraw, Honorable.
Chair, it's a penning of weight. It's just English semantics. It's something that you always repeat on saying. It's got no bearing on the content of this. It's just a question of saying. And Chair, I have been saying this as a national anthem most of the time on the issues that
point of order, Chair.
So it's not about whether the national anthem's integrity. So it's a penning. It's an English semantic.
No.
Now we are going to English.
This issue, it's a very sensitive matter. No, I think Honorable Matali is right for now, because the issue of the national anthem is a sensitive matter for now. Let's agree that we understand your way of saying it. It's not so much, but yeah. That's what we throw. That's make it.
I think what must do is just a bilateral with Honorable Matali in making him understand some of this semantics. And really, honestly, Chair, I don't have a problem with withdrawing, but I find it difficult to withdraw a semantic English word.
So what we are saying for now,
it's got no bearing on the national anthem, believe you me.
For now, withdraw it, and then we'll correct it outside this meeting. So
okay,
that
for progress, Chair, I will withdraw it. It's fine.
So what I was saying, Mr. Van Vuren, is that from your commitment that you have been requesting from us, we are going to continue. We have met with the department, honorable members. You will recall that we had a session, Headman's Peak. What is that area? Chapman's Peak. We requested the department to bring us a report how they have progressed in terms of addressing the issues that were raised by the Auditor General. But there was I don't want to say what happened there. They have to respond tomorrow when they are presenting their annual report, because we still have those reports, how they responded. The action plans were there, listed there, and there were responses from the department. Most of them were addressed. I think it was just a couple of them that have not been addressed. But today we are seeing that there are still raids. So we are going to discuss that with them. But the issue of the financial statements that have to be provided on monthly basis, we also emphasized that even last year, even on that meeting we had at Chapman's Head, at Chapman's Peak. It was also raised that on that meeting. But if there is no cooperation, let's deal with that with the department. That's the bottom line. Otherwise, you can respond to the specific questions, and then we release you. Oh, Mamsase?
Thank you, Chairperson. The question on rent has been raised by my colleagues, but there is still one question that I would like to know. When the Auditor General was requested last year in November by the previous minister to conduct a special audit into the procurement of the RIC, you are saying the report had not been finalized on the date of report. I would like to know, it's just about a year. It's almost a year now. What is going on? Why is there no reporting?
Yeah, Chairperson, with great money and power comes great responsibility. Chairperson, thank you for the questions, honourable members. I think let me start off by addressing the red issue. When I was doing this slide, I said the dashboard there, it says leadership and then financial and performance management and governance. So wherever there's a blue there, in the bottom it says there's a finding reported on the audit report, so which means we've given something in the audit report. And if you read the audit report under leadership, for example, for the Department of Human Settlements, my audit report is contained on page 155 to page 158. So on page 158, there it will say leadership, then it will say what the specific internal control deficiency or weakness was which led to the findings which we have reported, the other compliance findings, the predetermined objectives findings. So in there, if you read it, it reads in a negative. So it says the department did have an action plan to address the matters. However, this plan was not adequate in its implementation to address the findings which were reported. So then you'll see there we'll have a block there. So you'll see the heading says leadership, because we've got something under leadership, we've got it summarized just to give you an indication there. And then under financial and performance management, again under paragraph 38, there's a finding that says the department did not prepare regular, accurate and complete financial and performance reports which were supported by evidence or reliable evidence. And again you'll see there's a block there. So when it's clean, there's not a finding. But now, however, because that is very summarized, it just gives you the leadership heading, we have included the detail here to link to the dashboard. So you see on the second row of the table, it says leadership, then financial and performance management, and then governance. So which means if we talk leadership, we talk everything which is included in the light blue, from effective leadership culture to IT governance. So which means we evaluate all those components within that leadership fundamental and gives us an overall result for leadership. So you'll see under that leadership fundamental, the majority is red and yellow. Now the first one is, it says it provides an effective leadership style based on a culture. The rest of the wording reads, based on a culture of honesty, integrity and good governance. So which means there you look, our checklist looks at, do you have a code of conduct, Are there any known cases of fraud against the department? So from that point of view, you can't really accuse leadership of running. That basically when you're saying leadership is committing fraud. So there are certainly those checklists to make sure that there's good governance from an overall code of conduct and ethics point of view. But the rest of it, then we say, as leadership, did you provide adequate oversight responsibility? As leadership, did you apply adequate HR management processes and policies? Did you have policies and procedures in place for your whole entity as a whole as leadership? And did you have an action plan to address whatever shortcomings there were? And then also, did you apply proper IT governance processes? So you see, until then, that result is until leadership. So the entire leadership, if you were to give it a rating, would be at the very minimum yellow, but red, because you've got three red dots there. So that one green block is just one block component within the overall leadership assessment.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense. Okay. Then, so, because there were a lot of questions on the red, so I'm glad now we've done that. Honorable Sithole, with regard to the unaudited supplementary schedules, now, as the Office of the AG, we get given financial statements. So the financial statements contain the 1 plus 2 equals 3. So, and that's why in our audit report, we say I've audited the financial statements which start on page whatever in the annual report until page whatever it ends at the notes end in the annual report. So now that's the information which is important to the users, which sets forth how the money was spent and how it was utilized. But because this is called an annual report, not annual financial statement, within the annual report is also other information which the department may feel to disclose to give the users of the financial statements more insight as to what the department has done, and we have not audited that. The entire audit report, annual report. We do not audit the entire annual report, we just audit the financial statement. Then we review the annual report to make sure that whatever information is included in here is not materially inconsistent with what we have in our, what we have audited in our financial statement. So now what the entities sometimes do is they'll include to the financial statement supplementary schedules just to give a breakdown of, example, the transfer payments which they've made. So yes, I've audited all the transfer payments and confirmed it with my colleagues who received the transfers, but now they will just give a further breakdown. Now, I haven't audited their schedule for accuracy and completeness, and I'm making the user aware that, yes, it's just for informational purposes, but it does not form part of my financial statement. But it also does not materially disagree with my audited financial statement. So hence, we just alert the user with regard to that. Honorable Borman, with regard to the targets not achieved, this is also quite important in... Honorable Borman, you would recall when we were doing the performance information presentation, we said for an entity to get a clean opinion, your 1 plus 2 equals 3 needs to balance, so your financial opinion needs to be clean and qualified, no findings on predetermined objectives, no findings on compliance, so you are clean. But what tends to happen is you find that entities are obtaining clean opinions, but yet there's no service delivery, they are not achieving on their targets. So as the Office of the AG, we've decided to include that paragraph on page 157 or whatever it is, to say, yes, they had 100 targets, but they didn't achieve more than 20%, and you give the percentage so that you can see for yourself that an entity may get a clean opinion, but there could be no service delivery, because we only report on what they give to us and what the entity is reporting. So we just say, okay, you are reporting this, I check what you have given me, is it accurate, complete, and reliable? So if an entity had 10 targets, they achieved 5, and they give me supporting evidence, I will go and I will say, yes, I will check the 5 that you are reporting, and then my reporting is based on what you are reporting. So you are reporting accurate, but yes, you didn't achieve the 5. And what we try and do is we try and create that link for the user to say, you had a budget of 100, you had 100 targets, so you've spent your 100 there, but you've only achieved 50 targets. So how does it work? And that's why I kept making the link to say, your plan should agree to your budget, should agree to your structures. I'm trying to give subtle clues there. So we alert the user to say they have whatever, however many targets, so then the user can go for themselves and see the spending trends and see. And most often, if I use the link that I used earlier on, the plan, you don't have targets achieved. You look at your budget, there's material underspending. And then you look at your organogram and your establishment, they've got vacancies. So can you see now the clear line? If you connect all the dots, I hear a lot of aha moments now. Sorry.
You must always connect the dots, Chief. Don't make other people to become prophets.
Point taken, Honorable Matale.
Okay, so again, based on what I'm saying, so now we can see the link in terms of our reporting. And even if you take the AG's reporting, you see the finances, material underspending, you see the compliance, we said material underspending, and then you see the performance, we say targets not achieved. So you can see that line there, that because you didn't have one body to do the job, you weren't spending and you didn't achieve your targets as well. And hence why it's critical to fill those vacancies. Mm-hmm. And then, Honorable Bula, with regard to the contradiction, I think we've addressed the red and green issue now. But however, I would like to mention that, you know, in terms of our recommendations, what they need to do to get it right is we've given the recommendations. When we meet, I also somewhat deal with the issue that some of our portfolio committees, Honorable Machobe will also attest to this, have been asking us as the Office of the AGs, what are you doing as the Office of the AG to help these entities to also move towards clean administration? You can't just come. We all know audit is a very retrospective process. I come in the end and I tell you what you did wrong, but by then it's already too late. You've already reported. So as the Office of the AG, we have a couple of key interventions which we are trying to do and implement from our side, or which we have actually been doing to ensure that we help these entities to move towards clean administration. One of them is the quarterly key control assessment. We go to your entity on a quarterly basis throughout the year, and we look at those key controls, like I mentioned, which we feel are the minimum which should be in place to hold the glue together, and we give you a status of where you are, red, green, or yellow. And we tell you, we give you recommendations on how we feel you can rectify or what remedial actions you can put in place to ensure that by the time you actually now get to the real reporting that you've addressed those. It's like an early warning tool that management can use. So we engage management quarterly. We try and have four quarterly sessions with our executive authorities as well, with the ministers. We've already met with the newly appointed minister already in August, whereby we also gave her the same proposed commitments to say, we feel, request this, please do this as well in your environment to ensure that you get that traction to move towards clean administration. Please track the following and monitor the following as well. And some of the other...
If you are coming in record and then there's still no improvement or something is wrong.
Honorable Chairperson, I think I'll let the department answer that one. And then also if the committee will also allow me to further indulge, one of the other interventions you would recall was the review of the annual performance plan before it gets submitted to Parliament to make sure that next year they don't have this finding on usefulness, the targets not being smart. So we get it up front, we review it, we give management our recommendations. Remember, we are still remaining independent. It is still management's decision to update or not update, but the majority of our recommendations were implemented, and hopefully we'll bear the fruits of those in the next reporting cycle where we will not have findings on usefulness. And then some of the other interventions, just high level, is our interactions with you guys, with the portfolio committee, with all the portfolio committees, to ensure that we try and give you all the information you can to equip you, not use this ammunition as Honorable Makhalapa has mentioned, to equip you to make sure that you are also asking the right directions and you know what the key issues are, the focus areas are in all the entities. And then also, Lawrence has mentioned, for the entities within our portfolio, we meet with the auditors and the auditees and we give them that guidance on exactly what the reporting requirements are so that we know the auditors are also applying a consistent approach so that we know we report on credible and complete information. Now, having said that, I will then go back to... I think Honorable Mkhalapa have addressed the leadership in the green and the yellow issue as well. Honorable Sosibo, yes, the request was received from the Minister. We did experience certain challenges just to get going in the initial stages with regard to finalizing our engagement letter. I think the committee would appreciate that once you endeavor on such a task, you need to really set forth clearly what is the expectation and the requirements, and that needs to be captured in your engagement letter to make sure that when you get to reporting, there's no why you're reporting on this or why you're not reporting on that. That was clearly articulated up front. But Lawrence will give a little bit of feedback with regard to the process from our other colleagues. Thank you, ma'am.
I think before Lawrence comes, Lawrence, you owe us a report on the utilization of consultants. You remember? We spoke about that last beginning of the year. So we are not going to give it to now. But you must put it on record because I was looking at this report. Now, because we raised it sharply, the department decided not to put in that section. So we rely on you this time.
And point noted. With regard to the audit on the sanitation project, we had extensive engagement with the department on that audit, and as Andries has indicated earlier in his presentation, there were some issues that we had to clarify also from a technical point. So at this point in time, our colleagues have indicated that the report is in the final review stages, and we're hoping that it will be finalized soon.
I wonder how to...
There is a sense of urgency from the committee's side about that report. It was not just initiated for the sake. We want that report. Thank you very much. Honourable Matar.
No, I think they have answered me even on questions that I didn't ask. I just thought it will be good for us, because it's like they are leaving, to appreciate the presentation they've made and agree with what they are recommending, because I think it's only fair if we are to contribute and make a difference. I think the only way is to make sure that the 60%, which there is no commitment from the side of the department, we make sure that happens. And I think it will be good that we must know the right questions to ask, because, you know, we meet with the department, most of the time we might not ask what is relevant to assist. So we are not saying formulate questions for us. We are just agreeing with what you are saying, that we must know what to ask and what not to ask. But I think if we can, through you, Chair, that we follow up on the 60, because they are saying that 60% of the recommendations are not implemented. So because of that, there won't be any improvement. So we'll just have to find a way through you and the other members here, when we meet with them, that we address that specific shortcoming on their side. And I think probably through that we can make some improvement. But I think we must, if there is the department has made improvement, even if it's one, we must commend them for that. And of course, it doesn't mean when we commend them, we turn a blind eye to what is not... It's not done. We must raise them and be frank with them on issues. We don't have to pat anybody at the back. Yes. Absolutely. Thanks, Chair.
No, thank you very much, Honourable Members. Honourable Matari is already. Thank you. We appreciate your report. We're going to continue working together, and there's still a lot ahead of us. This the fourth parliament is ending by next year, but definitely it does not mean during this period there's quite a lot of issues that we need to deal in that report, and then the utilization of consultants. We want that report. Thank you so much. Now we're going to the Northwest.
Yeah, the meeting is adjourned. We are waiting for Dr. Tere for 5 minutes. Waiting for the department to come and brief us on the first quarter in the Lapule.
Oh,
shit. As I said, come back.
Come
and pull up. How are you?
What? Before the government, I think
you
can come visit me in Langaba.
Langaba?
Yeah. That's around the corner.
Where is Langaba?
In 14 K.
Ah.
West.
Ah, okay. No, I won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, Jetzt noch eine Bulli, da wird es immer anpassen, das ist nicht so.